From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Diplomats say there hasn't been any progress in talks in Istanbul over Iran's nuclear program, and European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton says the two sides have not set a date for any new meeting.
Our proposals remain on the table. Our door remains open. Our telephone lines are open. We hope that they will consider them and respond to them. If they do, we will be able to move forward into further discussion.
The talks between Iran and six world powers were aimed at nudging Iran to meet UN Security Council demands to stop enriching uranium. But Ashton says they collapsed over Iran's insistence the sanctions be lifted as a precondition for new negotiations. A funeral mass for Sergeant Shriver is getting underway this hour near Washington, D.C. Vice President Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton are due to speak. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords remains under 24-hour care after being transferred from a hospital in Tucson to another facility in Houston. And Carrie Feibel of member station KUHF says doctors who evaluated Giffords after her arrival in Houston are amazed by her progress.
Dr. Dong Kim examined Giffords in the intensive care unit at Memorial Hermann Hospital. He says that among people who suffer a gunshot wound to the head, Giffords belongs in the top 5%.
She looks spectacular. And always, from a neurological point of view first, she came into the ICU and she was alert, awake, calm. She looked comfortable. I think we were already feeling some interaction, which is important. She's got very good movement on the left side of her body and was very purposeful.
Kim says the right side of her body has some paralysis and weakness, but that could change. Giffords could stay in the ICU for days before moving to the rehabilitation hospital nearby. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
Federal regulators have shut down banks in four states, and as Jim Burris reports from WAEB in Atlanta, the Southeast continues to be among the hardest hit.
The shuttered banks suffered from portfolios full of bad loans, mostly tied to housing. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation closed North Carolina's Bank of Asheville, Community South Bank and Trust, based in Easley, South Carolina, and Enterprise Banking Company of McDonough, Georgia. Unlike most bank failures, Enterprise does not yet have a new owner. That means regulators will keep open the branch for another week, allowing depositors to clear their accounts. But the largest failure by far was United Western Bank, based in Denver. It had more than $2 billion in assets. Bank failures have cost the FDIC's insurance fund more than $50 billion in the past 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR News. There has been another commando raid on a ship seized by Somali pirates. Malaysia's Navy says it has rescued 23 crew members of a Malaysian-owned ship that was attacked in the Gulf of Aden. Just hours earlier, South Korean forces freed 21 hostages. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to all governments to suspend the deportation of Ivorian refugees back to Ivory Coast. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the agency fears instability and increasing violence in Ivory Coast would be put returning refugees at risk.
The UN Refugee Agency says refugees shouldn't be returned to the Ivory Coast until the security and human rights situation there improves. Spokesman Andre Mehechich says conditions have been deteriorating since disputed presidential elections were held on November 28th.
There have been numerous incidents of violence and reports of serious human rights violations, including against women, children, and displaced people. Abductions, disappearances, extrajudicial executions, and acts of sexual violence have been reported in Abidjan and throughout the country.
Since mid-December, the UN reports at least 260 people have been killed, 68 have disappeared, and 23 people, including a young man and four-year-old girl, have been sexually assaulted. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Federal investigators looking into the cause of September's deadly pipeline explosion in Northern California say they found multiple defects and cracks and welds that held together segments of the pipe. The National Transportation Safety Board has released its report detailing flaws along the pipeline. The blast in San Bruno killed eight people and destroyed dozens of homes. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.